alone. Hallelujah. He is the center of our worship. With Christ as the focus point, we are unable to stray away with him being the center of our worship this morning. That's what he wants from each and every one of us this morning. Hallelujah. I'm going to talk to you just a little bit about the temple. The temple of the Lord. The Lord has placed his name. The temple of God is also the place where the Lord has placed his name and approved of its holiness. In Deuteronomy 26:2, I loved that when I was studying this throughout the week. I had this last week. Oh, I didn't do it last week, did I? But this is what I did, what I had planned to do, but didn't get it done. Anyways, in Deuteronomy 26:2, it says, that thou shalt take the first of all the fruit of the earth, which thou shalt bring of thy land, that the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shall put it in a basket, and shall go unto the place where the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The temple of God's also. It's where the Lord has placed his name and approved of his holiness on our hearts this morning. Aren't you glad about that this morning? Hallelujah. How glorious to have the name of Jehovah God recorded over the doorposts of our heart. And inhabits the tabernacles. We are then chosen to be his holy habitation and royal priesthood. Now you might be asking, how do we know that the Lord has placed his name upon the tabernacle of our hearts? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do we have this testimony? Yes, we do. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven. He sat at the right hand of the God, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs and following. Hallelujah. When we are the Lord's temple and his name is engraved upon our hearts, our high priest is Jesus Christ, and we have that fulfillment. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. The God in Christ has become the Christ in us, which is the hope of our glory. When we have this hope, we can all do all things through him who gives us the strength. When we are weak, Jesus is strong. Our lives are possessed with the Spirit of the living God, who is able to cause us to love and serve him because he is at work within us. Hallelujah. In Mark 16:17-20, if you was to read all that, it said, when Jesus ascended into heaven, his physical presence left the disciples. Jesus sitting at God's right hand signifies the completion of his work, his authority as God, and his coronation as king. Mark's Gospels emphasizes Jesus' power as well as his servanthood. The life and teaching of Jesus turned the world upside down and continues to do so. We've never heard so much debate, and it's over. When you talk about Jesus, you talk about Christ, you talk about the Holy Ghost, there's so much to debate that people don't want to listen to it. The world sets power as a way to gain control over others. But Jesus, with all authority and power in heaven and earth, chose to serve others. He held children in his arms. He healed the sick. He washed the disciples' feet, and he died for the sins of this world. Jesus' followers today receive the same power to serve. As believers, we are called to be servants of our Lord. As Jesus served, so we are to serve. And I'll say it again, Christ alone is the center of our worship. How good it is to have Jehovah God recorded over our hearts this morning and to inhabit our tabernacle. Sometimes when we think of the tabernacle, you're always thinking of the church, but we are the church. We are the church. Hallelujah. And we need to go around like we are the church. We need to act like we are the church. We love the Lord with all of our heart. And I'm believing the same for every one of us in this building this morning. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come to you and we give you all praise and all glory. We thank you, Father God, that you're with us. That you'll always be with us and that you hear from us, Lord. God, we give you all praise this morning and thank you, God, for what you're going to do this morning, how you're going to touch and how that you're going to move upon your people, Lord. And those that we requested prayer for this morning, I'm praying in the same way that, God, you move upon them, Lord. God, we thank you for everything that you do for us, Lord, and we'll give you all the praise and all the glory. Lord, I pray not one person and leave this building today without sensing your presence with them. We give it to you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
This morning I'll just be brief. I'll be a few minutes of sharing 4 points. I never get tired of talking about my Jesus. I'm beginning to realize the old statement, sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. The longer I'm in this, the better off that I realize that no matter what we do, even if it's I do something stupid, he's always right there. Thank God we have Jesus Christ sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. But we can rest assured that God is here today. He's here for a reason. He's here for a plan and purpose that he has for each one of us, but collectively as a body of believers. Amen. There's so many adjectives that you can think of that we use for God, but one of my favorite ones is awesome God. He is an awesome God. He's a loving God. He's a kind God. He's an all-powerful God, all-knowing. Amen? Amen? And the list of adjectives could go on and on and on. He's awesome in power, but he's also awesome in glory. Thank God for his glory, because his glory touches us. He's awesome in his actions. Thank God he cares for us. Amen? Amen? He's always right there willing to give us the answer. Sometimes we don't want to hear the right answer, but he'll always give us that right and truthful answer because God is not a liar. Amen? But we also know that God is awesome in grace. Thank God that we have grace fresh and anew each day. You shall not be terrified of them, bless you, for the Lord your God, the great and awesome God, is among you. Even if you're in a condition or a state of mind that you don't realize that God is there, he is there. He's waiting on you with tender hands. Might be firm hands, but they're tender hands, waiting on us to surrender. You okay?
Yeah.
God bless you. God is awesome in this place. We can always rest assured that we know that we know that we know God will always be here. Because we know His Word says where God inhabits the praises of His people. So I thank God for His presence. His presence equals the power, the glory, and the honor that we need in this day. Because my point number one is, God is so awesome today. He's never missed a beat. He's never lost a step. He always knows what's right. He never changes His mind. He's always right there, waiting on us. Deuteronomy 10:17, "For the Lord your God is good, of gods and lords of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe." He does not compromise. If He told you something a year ago, it's still good today. If it's in His Word, even if it's Old Testament, could be 4,500 years old, still good today. A promise is a promise to God, because He's awesome in this place today. There's many gods out there today, gods with a little g. New and old ones, but the one true and awesome God is who? He's Jesus Christ. Thank God that we have Jesus, who paid the ultimate price for you and for me. Thank God we have a Son who said, "I'm not going to leave you comfortless, but I'll send you another comforter. I'll send you the Holy Ghost." Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost power. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He is the only one who is able to do and to say. No matter how many gods there are in this world that we create, the Scripture says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. What's the scary part is that so many might have to do that as they stand before Christ Himself. And I think by that time it's too late. We must accept Christ as Lord and Savior here on this earth right now. Take Him by His Word. What's it mean for Jesus Christ to be Lord, King of Kings, Lord of Lords? Just simply means He's the only way. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by me." Thank God for that. So we see today that God hasn't missed a beat. He's awesome today like He was at creation. And it'll be that way when we hear the trump of God sound. Amen. Because we are living in the last days. Look around us. The second thing I want to share with you today about God being awesome in this place is He does awesome things. And we need your testimonies over here on our wall. Signs, wonders, and miracles following us who believe. In Exodus chapter 14, verse number 10, or excuse me, 34, verse number 10. I'm sorry. And he said, behold, I make a covenant. And God doesn't break a covenant. That's an agreement with you and me. Before all your people, I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among whom you shall see the work of the Lord, for it is an awesome thing that I will do with you. Key word there is with. He wants to work through you. He wants to work with you to accomplish great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Amen. God is good. God is good. Things that have never been done before. I'm looking forward to the things that he has done in times past. But if he needs to do something brand new, that's his choice. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. We need to present ourselves. He does those awesome things. In Psalms chapter 66, verses 1 through 7, make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises in your name. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing toward the sons of men. He turned the sea into dry ground. They went through the river on foot. There we will rejoice in him. He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves. Amen. God has done awesome things. The greatest miracle that ever transpires is the miracle of one coming back to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. How can a God who has been treated the way he has been by humanity throughout generations love me enough to continue to work on my behalf? Zephaniah chapter 2, verse number 11. The Lord will be awesome to them, for he will reduce to nothing all the gods of the earth. People shall worship him, each one from his place. Indeed, all the shores of the nation. God is awesome everywhere we go. I take partiality to meeting together in the sanctuary of the Lord, but God is everywhere. He's out there, he's at Walmart, he's where we're working, where we go to school at, where we shop at. Why? Because he just shows up and shows off. Amen? He's awesome everywhere. The third thing that I want to share with you is talking about his name. His name is awesome. We need to try it and see for sure for ourselves. Not in the negative way, in vain, but as a personal Lord and Savior, as a personal friend, one who sticks closer than a brother. God, all things are possible. Amen. With God, all things are possible. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms chapter 99, verse 1 and 2. The psalmist writes, "The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He dwells between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved." Verse number 2, "The Lord is great in Zion, and He is high above all peoples." Psalms 111, verse number 9, "He has sent redemption to His people. He has commanded His covenant forever. Holy and awesome is His name." His name is awesome. At the mention of His name, demons even have to flee. Demons have to flee. And yes, it can come out of your mouth because God delegated the authority to you as well. As long as your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you've got the power. Amen? You've got the power. His name is awesome. Just say the name of Jesus and things begin to stir. Sing the name of Jesus and eyes open wider and hearts begin to pound harder. Praise the name of Jesus and the Spirit begins to flow mightily through our midst. Excuse me. The Jews couldn't say it and now don't even know it. But we know it and we can say it out loud. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is King. Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. Yes, come on, let's give Him praise. The name is awesome. Name of Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that I'm one of His children. The last thing I want to leave you with today. God is awesome in His presence. That's why I can say for sure that when we're in His presence, we've got unlimited resources because we've got a connection to the power. We've got a connection to the source. And all that we ever need, all that we ever dreamed of, God is able to do. Amen. God is able to do because He inhabits the praises of His people. In Genesis chapter 28, verse 16 and 17, "Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, 'Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it.' And he was afraid and said, 'How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.'" I thank God for services like we had 2 weeks ago. Several of you came to me afterwards and said, "That was just so awesome to feel the presence and the power of God in our midst." Well, we don't have to wait till next week. God is able to move and minister because He's awesome in His presence. It's not in this place, but rather it is in the presence that really matters the most. In Joel 2:31, "The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming and great and awesome day of the Lord." That is closer than you think. That is closer than you think. And again in Acts chapter 2, verse number 20, says basically about the same thing. I'm going to ask you to stand with me. For the last several years, we have opened up services with 2 Chronicles 7, 14, 15, and 16. We all pretty much knew starting out verse 14. But I want to draw your attention to 15 and 16 this morning in closing. After God's going to forgive our sin and heal our land, the writer goes on to say, "Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place." In this place. Sister Karen alluded, you're the temple of the Holy Ghost. In this place. Are we going to speak negative or are we going to speak positive? God's promise said He'd be there. What'd you bring in today with you? Your hurts, your heartaches. Well, you don't have to leave here the same way that you came in. Because I'm going to give you an opportunity. Because this altar is always open. And then he goes on to say in verse 16, "For now I have chosen this place and sanctified this house." He's chosen you. He sanctified you. For such a day as this. With every hurt, with every heartache, he goes on to say, "My name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually." God's promise. Thank God we don't live in the Old Testament. Thank God we've got the dispensation of grace. But I know that God's able to do the miraculous here today. Would you bow your heads with me? Heavenly Father, I thank you that we can feel, that we can sense, and that we know without a shadow of a doubt that you're here today. I thank God that you're God. I thank God that you're merciful in all your deeds, all your actions. Thank you, Lord, for being all-powerful. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, because we know your grace is sufficient. Thank God that we have your awesome presence here today. Now today, this altar service is yours. You move upon the people in a way that you've never moved on them before or in like kind. Today I say I love you. I thank you and I praise you. Holy Ghost, have your way. If there's one that needs saved, Holy Ghost, convict. If there's one that needs filled with your Holy Ghost, sanctify and saturate them with your power. Baptize them in the Holy Ghost fire and power. Let them speak with other tongues as your Spirit gives them utterance. God, just grant us a hunger and a desire for your righteousness. For today, I love you and I thank you. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I just want to open up the altar today. This is the place that we designed and designated for the honor of you to meet our God. Face to face. Whatever you have need of, it can be handled here at the altar. If you have questions, if you have concerns, and yes, even if you have issues, they can all be handled here in the altar. Doesn't matter what your age is. If you're a teenager, a teenager, a young adult, a seasoned saint, does not matter. We still have connection with Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. So what about it? Are you going to be willing? Are you going to be obedient, I should say? Because I can't make you. And God won't make you. But he does deal with you, as he deals with me as well. I thank God that you're here this morning. You that have been watching through Facebook Live and our live stream, what about it? Give a shout out through our prayer channels. Let us know what we can pray with you about. No matter what it is, a healing, a deliverance, chains that need to come down and broken, stumbling blocks to be broken up to pieces. Potholes, mud holes. Yes, and some of us have even been locked in a grave. Set us free today, O Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Is there anyone else?